Well, welcome into today's Health Talk. I'm Tony Abatey, and I'm joined today by Tricia Bridgewater, Rachel Hansen, and Jason Meisenheimer. Thank you all for joining us. We've got some good topics to talk about today.
Yeah, thanks for having us here today. We're excited about what's going on, and this month we're focusing on stress, and it's an important topic. Healthy Nevada is really taking a front on resiliency, and how do we keep ourselves going? And stress is the number one thing that slowly just creeps in, and there we are, just all stressed out, and I think it takes a toll on us, both physically and mentally. And we are here today to talk about the signs of stress physically and mentally, and also what do we do about that. So thanks for being here today, Rachel and Dr. Meisenheimer. Appreciate it. So Dr. Meisenheimer, you deal with this just daily. What are you seeing as signs of stress?
There are basically both short and long-term signs of stress. Some of the more common short-term physical symptoms are, you know, people can just be worn out, you know, having low energy or no energy at all. We see a lot of muscle contraction headaches, which are more commonly called stress headaches. People can feel bloated or have digestive issues like an upset stomach, diarrhea, constipation, nausea. We have patients that come in with general body aches and pains or tense muscles. Something that could hit anyone basically at any time is an unexplained chest pain or rapid heartbeat, and you definitely want to get that checked out. We see a lot of truck drivers that come in with insomnia and daytime sleepiness, and we've got to get them tested for sleep apnea because that's a qualification that they've got to have. And with kids, just growing up, being a kid, school stresses, you know, they get frequent colds and infections. That can be a sign that they're under stress because their just overall immune system has been depleted and worn down. And as we get older, you know, we see some people with a loss of sexual desires and or abilities. Basically, even whenever I'm stressed, my wife can always tell because I get this little twitchy thing at the side of my cheek and clench my jaws, and that's always a dead giveaway. So,
yeah.
I mean, there's just so many different things. It's wide open.
It absolutely is, and I agree with all of that. And do you think that takes a toll over time, even just in our bodies?
Well, and like I mentioned, you know, the stress every now and then, you know, that's normal. We have that just, you know, with busy kids and life and jobs. But, you know, long-term, you know, ongoing stresses can, you know, worsen or make serious health problems coming about. You know, we see mental health problems such as depression, anxiety, and personality disorders. Cardiovascular disease, like heart disease, high blood pressure, heart attacks, and stroke. And, you know, if you don't take care of yourself, you know, you might be seeing some obesity or other eating disorders. And once again, like I mentioned earlier, sexual dysfunction in men and loss of sexual desire in both men and women. And then, like I said earlier, the stomach problems, you know, acid reflux, gastritis, ulcerative colitis, and irritable colon. So, I mean, it's you just really have to have a way to deal with the stress because it's so important. It can affect every aspect of your life.
Absolutely. And we have to pay attention to those physical signs and take that step back. I think we get so saturated with our lives. We just are just bouncing from one thing to the next, and we're not paying attention. And do you believe, Dr. Meisenheimer, that if you catch this stuff early, that you don't have such extreme effects? We may not have those long-term effects. We can offset that, possibly.
I watched a short video the other day from a friend of mine out in Dallas, and in a nutshell, he had a little problem with his kid, and it got blown out of proportion. And as they were walking back, the 12-year-old kid's recommendation was like, "Dad, can we focus on the small things before they become big things?" And this buddy of mine, yeah. I mean, he is one of the leaders in the nation on, you know, coaching chiropractors how to get through this. So by watching his dad and listening to him, it, you know, gave, you know, an insight that, you know, from the mouths of babes, you know.
And they see it. Yeah, that's awesome. That hits it, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Brings us to reality,
yes.
Kids. Yeah. And Rachel, you see this a lot. Mm-hmm. You deal with stress every day with people and seeing the signs of that. What do you see?
Yeah, that's such a you know, like you were saying, Tricia, just how we do become very reactive to stress. You know, once we get in that stress state, we sometimes don't even recognize we're in that state, and so we just function off that. And I think, you know, often when we talk about health, we always think about eating and exercising are the two top things, you know, just in my experience of what people are trying to work on is a weight loss goal or I need to be eating this. And you know, we always have goals and habits we're trying to form. But I think we forego the idea that stress can be a negative thing. It can also be a positive thing. You know, the excitement for something coming up, but when we have that distress, what that causes us. And I don't think we, in our lives today, we live in a very busy lifestyle often, and it's sometimes what's encouraged, you know, by our friendships, by our families. You know, it's good to be busy, but it's also good to slow down and not being able to think ahead of what you want to do versus just reacting to what's coming up that day. And sometimes when we, you know, sometimes, you know, I've had those days where it's just been a long day at work and you just want to come home and you want to do nothing and your head's just done. But, you know, being able to figure out other strategies to cope with your stress. You know, some people might sit in front of your TV for a while, but like, but don't spend the whole night there. Find new ways to experience life and be able to enjoy it. And, you know, and sometimes we get caught where we might go and, you know, the traditional story of, already, you know, messed up my day at breakfast, so I just ruined the whole day by eating whatever I wanted to. Or you come home from a hard day and you're like, I deserve that chocolate cake. And one piece turns into two. But being able to remind yourself, like, you don't just have a day to live, you have a life to live. So not being, don't guilt yourself. Being able to be like, what can you do better for the next day, and what are the goals, and recognizing your weaknesses, but also being able to be okay with them too. So
such good ideas. I loved all of that. Mm-hmm. And it is that distress, and over time it just adds up. You did it. That's really good. Identifying, being able to identify the stress. Dr. Meisenheimer, we need some suggestions. We need some help. Like, what are some suggestions that we could do to help ourselves with our stress?
Obviously, the first thing that I would say is to get a chiropractic adjustment. The brain controls every function in the human body. And if there is any type of interference with that communication, the body's not going to work like it needs to. So, you know, if you've got a pinched nerve that's caused by a subluxation, we need to fix that so that the body can function to its innate ability to heal itself. I mean, it's just, we've got to get the pressure off those nerves. Another great option is to, you know, get a massage. There are a lot of great professionals right here in Nevada that have a variety of different techniques. You just need to check around, ask a friend, you know, find out who they go to. And, you know, these people are going to really do a great job on relieving the stress. Another thing that's really big right now is aromatherapy and essential oils. We run a diffuser at our office every day, and, you know, there are different scents that can provide different relief. Lavender helps people sleep. You know, it's just peppermint and helps reduce, you know, if you're hot outside and rub peppermint on the back of your neck, it gives you an immediate cooling sensation. You know, they can either breathe them, you can take them internally, you can use them topically, you know, and we've got to understand that medicines today are based on natural remedies that have been around for years. You know, herbology and traditional Chinese medicine have been around for 4,000 years. So try going natural. I mean, we don't have to, you know, granted, if there is a health problem that you need a pill, great, do that. Seek out the proper professional for that. But, you know, try going natural. I mean, there's so many different options.